Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
Some of our favorite university ice cream stops include Falcon Foods at UW River Falls and Babcock Dairy at UW Madison. Well, we can add another one to that list. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Pioneer Sweets is the newest student-run business at UW-Platteville. They're dishing out homemade ice cream that students are making alongside their advisor, dairy science professor Tara Montgomery. Tara, why don't you just tell us how this all got started?
Well, we've actually been thinking about it. I've been thinking about it for a long time, probably 10 years. We've been talking about having a dairy plant of some variety somewhere on campus. And it just finally came to fruition a couple of years ago because I'd been starting to do work with various community partners who were interested in having ice cream flavors developed. And so who doesn't want to play with ice cream, right? So I was teaching a dairy products class, and that was one of the things that we did in class was to get the students engaged and creative. They would create these flavors. And then we kept getting pushback from campus. Why don't we have these flavors on campus? Why don't we have ice cream? Because we've got the farm and all that sort of thing. And so we were able to talk to a couple of different folks. Ended up getting a grant from Compeer Financial. And so we were able to renovate this space here and start making our own ice cream. And so that actually officially just started in October. But the idea behind it has been a good 10 years.
There's obviously demand for the ice cream from the community, but there's also interest in students to be part of this project.
Right. So we started it not as a necessarily specifically a teaching, but more of a business. So it's a student-managed business. I am their advisor. And so especially because we're just getting up and running, we're all learning. And so I'm still helping them make a lot of the decisions. But we want to get it to the point where they're making the decisions. Where are we going to sell? What are we going to sell? How much are we going to sell it for? Things like that. But we've done most of our sales kind of via the web. So right now we've got a Google form. And we do sales every couple of weeks. Well, we had prior to winter break. But that's what we'll start up again once they get back. And then they decide what flavors, and they decide where are we going to sell it and how are we going to sell it. And then in the spring semester, the students get to help with flavor development for all of the companies that have reached out to us and said, we want our own flavor and we want our own flavor. And so it'll be a unique, you know, custom made flavor just for that business that then they can sell to their customers as well.
Yeah, and that's how you guys start out, but you do foresee maybe a retail space in the future.
Oh, absolutely. We need to have a retail space. There's so many faculty on campus and students on campus that want to, you know, just stop by for a little dish of ice cream, or when we do our tastings and some of those kinds of things. There's actually also some interest in doing some research with different kinds of, different kinds of sugars, or when we get our dairy plant out at the farm, use different diets for the animals to make different, you know, flavors and things like that. So we're going to have our own retail space. That's a work in progress. We are so happy to finally get the dairy plant license that we wanted to get that going, but that is absolutely the next step, is a retail space.
Small steps at a time, and really giving students that business experience, how to start a business and work from the ground up. Also in the near future, you know, you mentioned using Platteville's own cows for the milk, because right now that's not the case.
Right. So we do buy our mix from a Wisconsin-based plant. So they have, all of their milk is coming from Wisconsin cows. So we can still say that it's, you know, Wisconsin product and that we're helping the industry from that perspective. But the plan is, right now we're working with architectural engineer to design our dairy pilot plant out at the farm. And eventually we'll make our own mix from our own cows so that we can be kind of unique from that perspective and keep it very local.
You had said to get this up and running, you had a Compeer grant. Where's the rest of the money coming from for further expansion and to continue doing business?
So right now, because every business has to start somewhere, we're sort of taking a loan from the Dairy Innovation Hub. So we have an entrepreneurship grant from the Dairy Innovation Hub, from our local funds here, in order to be able to get us started. And then the students have to keep track of what have been our expenses, what are our profits, so that we can pay those that loan back in order to be able to see what does the future look like. But the other thing that the students are doing that's really important to them is to give back also. So a portion of the proceeds from all of our ice cream goes to our Pioneer Provisions, which is a student pantry, to be able to buy dairy products for the pantry. Because that's one of the things that pantries always say they need more of is dairy products. And so we're giving towards that as well. I'm really proud of my students for wanting to do that.
How many students are part of this? The business side specifically, because you said there's some overlap between the coursework and the business, but it is a standalone.
Absolutely. So we have four student managers right now. We had five last semester as one was graduating. She was finishing up and kind of teaching some of the things to the new students. And then we hired two new students. And we've got a couple of students who are just workers, but they really want to become managers as well. So we're still kind of working that out, you know, like what are the students in charge of and what are they supposed to do? And sometimes we have students who have ag business interests and they understand accounting. And then we have students who have taken the dairy products class and understand the processing side. And then we have students who do both. And so they're trying to figure out, no, I want to do the marketing. No, I want to do the social media. And we want to give everybody kind of a fair shot at the different things. So we kind of cycle around and we meet weekly during the semester so that they can be bouncing ideas off of each other. And so far, it's working pretty well.
Are they paid?
Yes. Okay. Yep. It's a paid position, except for we do have the opportunity for students to do this as either an independent study or an internship as well. So then they can get a grade for it also if that's what they want or if that's what they need. So it kind of goes back and forth between either a paying gig or for credit, kind of whatever works in their schedule.
Starting a business even at the university during a pandemic can be challenging, right? And then you've had to overcome some hurdles along the way. What are those logistics that have been impacted by COVID that you're dealing with?
So we wanted to start in February of 2020. I had hired the managers, we were ready to go, and then March hit and everybody went home. We met for a while still over Zoom, but it just wasn't going to work out. And so as we slowly came back to campus, we got the students back engaged, and then we reached out to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture when we were finally ready to get inspected. And so this last summer in July, we got inspected and we opened our doors in October. One of the things that we found out in September was getting tiny little ice cream cups and getting the right kind of lids was not going to happen. So we ordered them. It was, you know, we thought we had plenty of time, back order. Eventually, they had to send us lids that fit, but they weren't exactly what we wanted. And so then we had space issues to fit everything in the freezers that we had and just a lot of complications, but we worked through them. A lot of problem solving. And the students learned that too. They either saw me doing it or they were part of the process of, you know, doing that problem solving. And also just the logistics on campus for them, you know, for dining services to say, we can't scoop ice cream. It has to be in individual cups. And the time it takes to do individual cups and those kinds of things, I think really has been an eye-opener. We haven't had a failure yet, knock on wood, because that's always a thing that people, I think, worry about. But we've had enough things that students kind of go, wow, we have to step back and say, planning is important, but we have to be ready for the things that are just unexpected, like a pandemic.
Incredible business experience then for these young men and women. You like to get other departments involved in this, not just your flavor development students that are interested in making ice cream, but you have the art department out here making murals. You guys are giving back to your campus community. Any other kind of like cross research with another department or any other kind of intertwining between the dairy science and the other departments on campus?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a lot of fun. And some of it has come about because of the Dairy Innovation Hub and all of a sudden this interest that we have across campus. It's like, yeah, I'm kind of interested in the dairy industry too. Specifically, I've worked with mechanical engineering faculty who've done some ice cream research. They have a machine called a rheometer, so it gives a sense for mouth feel and some of those kinds of things. So we made very specific types of ice cream. The students also then helped do the taste testing to say, okay, we added more sugar, less sugar, what did that make it, you know, feel like or taste like? And then they used this machine to try to plot out what a human might be experiencing when they actually eat ice cream. So that was cool. That was working with mechanical engineering. I had another senior design team group of students from civil and environmental engineering who did kind of the first work on our dairy pilot plant to give us an idea of, is it feasible? Can we do what we want to do in the space that's available at the farm? So they kind of started us on that path. And then this last semester, I had a group of mechanical engineering students design a cup filler. So that's very time consuming. The little 4 ounce cups are tiny and it's hard to fill them in an adequate amount of time. So they designed a small machine that would do that for us. Now, we can't use the machine because it's not actually inspectable. We found out, the inspector said, no, you can't use those materials. So that was a learning experience for them, too, to understand that certain materials can't be used from a food safety standpoint. And so now, if we do this again, the next iteration, they can take what the previous students did and learn from that. So that's been a really fun project as well.
A conversation in the egg business world too is value added products on the farm. How do we bring in or diversify our income? And ice cream is a part of that conversation. So do you have private sector come with questions as you guys are navigating how to license, how to get things inspected? Does the private sector reach out for advice, questions, or, you know, to see how you guys are doing it?
We have had some conversations. It's a little challenging because everybody's at a different scale. And the way we do things with students is very different than you would do things, I think, as a regular business where you might be working, you know, all the time on it. But we do have, like, one of our advisory members for the Dairy Innovation Hub here locally is Amber McComish, who does Lucky Cow Gelato over in Darlington. And so she and I have had a ton of conversations about what's been working for her and what we've been doing. And so she's, I think, learned a little bit along those lines because she's more retail, whereas we're a dairy plant. But I know that they want to have something at their own farm with their own milk, too. So we're kind of talking about those things, is like, what are we discovering? And it's a sharing of information with folks that are in the industry. We've got some great partnerships with folks in the cheese industry. But I think what most people are curious about is just what are the experiences the students are getting. And whether they go into ice cream or not, it's more about kind of that real world experience.
And if people are listening and they're hankering for ice cream now and they want to try out Pioneer Sweets, how do they find you guys? How can they taste your ice cream? Do they have to go to a particular business maybe that you guys are making ice cream for?
So right now we're not really out there. Come to campus, please. We will make sure we'll get you some ice cream. What we're doing right now once the students come back is we have web forms that folks can fill out. And then once a week, we're, you know, making that ice cream specific for what people want. We're trying out some new flavors, but we're going to have some tastings on a regular basis. The Ice Cream 101 class is every Thursday, so I would expect every week we're going to have some new ice cream flavors for people to give us feedback on. But eventually, we want to be on Main Street in Platteville. There's also a company in Dubuque that's interested in our ice cream, so we're trying to get out there. We're also playing around with dry ice to see what it would be like to ship our ice cream as well, so... who knows?
A lot of opportunities out there for Pioneer Sweets, including catering. Professor Tara Montgomery says Pioneer Sweets students are currently working on how they're going to cater ice cream at an upcoming wedding for their former student manager. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.